Again, the house lights dim and the silver curtain rises on the final act of Child Save My Fireman, starring James Stewart as Jimmy Morgan, with Marcia Hunt as Molly Valentine, and Paula Winslow as Helen Martin. 3 weeks have passed, and during those weeks, Jimmy has been spending an increasing amount of time in the company of one Molly Valentine. And it may be that this has come to the attention of Helen Martin, for early one evening in the library of the Martin home...
Jimmy, oh, Jimmy, darling, I've such perfect news. I'm just bursting with it.
Yeah?
Jimmy, Mr. Briggs has approved your appointment.
Gosh, has he?
The word came today, officially. Of course, I've used all the influence I had. After all, I wouldn't have a husband who wasn't an important man in the town.
No, I guess you wouldn't.
And now, darling, there's no reason why we can't get married right away.
No, I guess there isn't.
In fact, I've already made all arrangements. We'll have the wedding next Thursday.
Thursday?
Mm-hmm. I'm inviting about 50 guests, and the ceremony will be so big.
Molly, I came to see you tonight because I...
Yes, Jimmy?
Well, we've had a lot of fun together these last few weeks, haven't we?
I know I have.
Look, is it terrible for a fellow to go around with one girl when he's engaged to someone else?
No worse than it is for a girl to go around with a fellow she knows is engaged to someone else.
Yeah. It's gonna happen Thursday, Molly. The wedding.
Oh. I hope you'll be very happy.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Jimmy, maybe I shouldn't ask, but how did it happen exactly? You're getting engaged.
How? Oh, well, it was pretty romantic, I guess. Our father suggested we all three go on a picnic one Sunday last spring, so we went.
Yes?
Only Mr. Martin went to sleep after lunch, and then Helen wanted to take a hike, so we took it. And only coming back, she sprained her ankle, and I had to carry her.
She, weigh much?
I don't know. Let's see, about as much as a 100-foot length of 4-inch fire hose. I suppose that's about... weighs about 105, I think. Well, anyway, after I'd carried her about a mile, we came to a little sort of a valley with a stream running through it, and the wild strawberries were in bloom, and she said she wanted to rest.
She wanted to rest.
Uh-huh, so we sat down, rested, and I was sort of tired, and there were those wild strawberries and the sunset.
And the ripple of the stream.
And the ripple of the stream, and, well, almost before I realized it, we were engaged.
Oh, Jimmy, Jimmy.
Molly, I...
You'd better go now. And good luck.
Yeah, well, thanks. Look, what would you say if I asked you to kiss me goodbye?
You never kissed me hello.
That's right. That's right, isn't it? Well, maybe I could do both at once, sort of. Huh?
Goodbye, Jimmy.
Oh, Molly. Goodbye, Molly.
Oh, Jimmy.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered together to join these two in holy wedlock. If there be any present who can give just cause why Helen and James should not be joined together, let him speak now or forever hold his peace.
Oh.
James, to be your lawful wedded wife, to love, honor, and cherish in sickness and in health, so long as you both shall live.
Oh.
Well, Jimmy, answer.
What? What'd you say?
Young man, do you?
It's no use. I gotta go.
Oh, Jimmy.
Mr. Morgan.
Just hold everything, everybody. I'll be back later. There's a fire.
Hey, you look red smart on the check in them clothes, Jim.
Now, never mind that. Hurry. Now, where's the call?
Right along here somewhere. Valentine House on Chestnut Street.
The Valentine House?
Look like no fire to me.
Well, you stay here. I'll investigate. Molly.
Hello, Jimmy.
Molly, where's the fire?
Fire?
But there was a call to this number.
Jimmy, there isn't any fire.
There isn't any? Molly, you didn't... Not a false alarm.
Yes.
Well, Molly, that's a terrible thing to do. That's awful. Why, when that fire siren rings, it calls doctors from their patients. It calls sick men from their beds. It calls plumbers from their pipes.
And even grooms from their weddings.
Molly, why did you do it?
Oh, you crazy, dumb smoke eater. How would you know? The trouble with you is you don't know what love means. Go on back and marry your wild strawberry.
Molly. Molly, what are you...
Jim! Hey, Jim, come on, hurry!
What is it, Rat?
Look out here over that way, that glow in the sky.
Hey, that's the chemical factory. Sure it is. Let's go.
I'm coming, too.
Hey, you're crazy. A girl can't ride in a fire truck.
That's what you think, but just try and leave this one behind. Come on!
Rat, start playing that hose on the loading shed. We can't save the warehouse.
Morgan, listen to me. It's no use. You fellas have tried. You fought this fire as well as any man in the country could have fought it. But you might as well quit now.
We can't do that, Mr.
Kemp. Why can't you? I own the factory and I say let it go.
Now look, Mr. Kemp, if we let the fire get over to that main building, there might be nothing left of the town. Now, you said yourself there was a carload of dynamite in there. And if a single tank of gasoline is exploded by the fire, the dynamite will go.
Then send word. Get people to safety.
Now, there's no time for that. Now, somehow we've got to stop it. The warehouse is too far gone, but if we can keep the loading shed from bridging the fire over to the main building...
Jimmy!
Molly, will you get back on the fire?
I won't. You've got to listen to me. I know how you can do it.
Molly, please, you crazy kid, get out of here.
Jim, listen to me. The dynamite.
What?
You say there's dynamite in the main building. Well, use it. Blow up the loading shed so it can't be a fire bridge to the main building. I saw them do that once in a movie. The hero...
Hey, that's right. Dynamite, Mr. Kimball. That's our only answer. A charge of it under the loading shed.
The explosion might detonate the rest of the dynamite inside.
Not if it's placed right, it won't. And that'll be my job.
Oh, Jimmy, Jimmy, be careful. The loading shed's already on fire. Oh, I shouldn't have told you.
Now, Molly, please don't argue with me. I gotta...
Good luck, darling.
Hey, with that, I'm a cinch. Well, so long. Now, Red, you stick here till I come out. I've got to plant that charge of dynamite.
Okay. He's coming back out. He's made it. He's coming back out.
Why, sure he did.
Jimmy!
All right, the dynamite's all ready. Here. Now, Red, connect this wire to the switch.
Okay, Jim.
Now, if I just set that charge right. All right, everybody down. On the ground. Get down, everybody. All right, Red. Give it the switch.
It's out. You did it, Morgan. That idea of dynamiting the loading shed was what did it. After that, it was easy.
Oh, Miss Valentine's the one you should thank, Mr. Kemble.
But it was you who took the risk. You don't know it, but from now on, you're working for me. Anyone who can shoulder responsibility like that.
Well, Jimmy.
Hello, Helen. Hey, this is no place for that wedding dress of yours.
Now, look, James Morgan, do you realize that my guests have been waiting in that church for 2 hours?
Oh, they have, huh?
Yes, and if you think I'm going to stand for it,
now,
you're
look,
very...
Now, look, Helen, I'm tired, I'm wet, and I don't want to argue enough. Maybe it's just as well things turned out like this.
What?
Well, I realized something tonight I should have realized months ago.
And so did I, that you have no respect for the finer decencies, and that if I married you, I'd be the wife of a fire engine. Oh, Father, come on, let's get away from here.
Yes, Helen.
Hey, well, wait a minute. Does this mean the wedding's off?
It's completely off. Now and forever. Come on, Father.
Yes. Hey, what do you know about that? Hey, Red! Molly! Where is she? Where's Molly?
I saw her over by the big truck, Jim.
Oh, Molly! Molly! Molly!
Get away from me!
Hey, what is this? You can't cry all over the fire truck. Those things will rust, don't you know that?
Leave me alone.
Molly, now stop crying and listen to me, will you? I've been a dope, I know that, but I see everything straight now. It's you and me, honey. Has been from the minute I saw you.
Jimmy.
Look, would you, could you, I mean, Judge Perkins lived just down the block from my house, and he often marries people just all of a sudden like that, and we could ride right over there now. We'll get in the fire truck.
But Helen...
Helen's gone forever, Molly. Oh, Molly. I love you, Molly.
Oh, Jimmy.
Now, I'll kiss you later. Now, get up in the seat there. Keep turning that siren. Here we go. Oh, Judge Perkins!
Who is it? What is it? Where is it? Oh, what's burning? Ain't my house.
No, Judge. It's just me, Jimmy Morgan, and Molly Valentine. Can you come downstairs? We want you to marry us.
Marry you? Riding to a wedding in a fire truck? Aye, dummies, now I've seen everything. Well, hold on to your fire ladders. I'll be right down.
Hey,
Do you, James, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
Yes, I...
Jimmy. Oh.
Do you, Molly, take this man to be your lawful wedded...
Yes, I do.
Hey, got a ring? Where's the ring? Oh,
Jimmy, Thomas, please.
How do you like this? Oh, look, Molly, I gotta go to the fire.
Oh, Jimmy.
Fire? Here, hold your horses. Hey, Arabella, turn off that radio in there. That Gangbreakers program is raising Cain with romance. Well, now let's get on with the hitching.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment, James Stewart and Marcia Hunt will return for a word with you. Right now, I'd like to announce that next Sunday, Silver Theater will star Linda Darnell in a timely romance based on a theme that is the problem of many a modern girl. You will be with us, won't you? And now, once again, James Stewart and Marcia Hunt.
You played that part, you'd think you really had been a volunteer fireman. Don't you think so, comrade?
Well, I'll tell you a secret, Marcia. Jimmy really was a volunteer fireman. He's the one who gave us the idea for today's story.
Is that true, Jimmy?
Well, almost. See, back home in Indiana, Pennsylvania, my dad was a volunteer fireman. He used to drive the fire engine when I was a kid, and he used to take me for a ride sometimes. Boy, that was fun.
As much fun as wrecking things with a fire axe?
No, they never did that. No, they didn't wreck things, they saved them. I can remember fellas rushing out of a burning house carrying furniture and paintings and family silver.
Oh, so that's how you got all your beautiful silver.
Hey, wait a minute. Boy, my silver is 1847 Rogers Brothers silver plate, and I bought it. Oh, as you were kidding. Hey, Marcia, you shouldn't do that. You're too good an actress, huh?
Well, say, I think you're both swell. I'd like to have you back again soon.
Well, thanks, Conrad, and I gotta go.
Say, wait a minute. Don't tell me there's another fire.
No, we've got a date for dinner with the sound man. Goodbye.
Oh,
come on.
Good friends, this is Conrad Nagel bidding you all good evening and thank you. See you next Sunday with Linda Darnell.
Music for today's program was arranged and conducted by Felix Mills. Henry Charles speaking for 1847 Rogers Brothers. All names and designations of persons and organizations used in the dramatic portions of this broadcast are fictional. James Stewart is currently appearing in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production Philadelphia Story and will shortly be seen also in Come Live With Me. Marcia Hunt's latest picture is Cheers for Miss Bishop. Silver Theater originates at Columbia Square in Hollywood. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.